Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wish again to welcome our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to be carrying Mark Dankos, America, throughout the American South. Good to have them aboard with both this show as well as the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been looking at a series of news items today in regard to what's going on in the world, both in regard to foreign policy and domestic American culture. I've been spending some time with Chalmers Johnson's piece entitled A National Intelligence Estimate on the United States. That is at harpers.org. And Chalmers Johnson, by the way, I believe that's the lead piece today at antiwar.com as well, so it's very significant that we had him on this show on Friday. Chalmers Johnson, as I've mentioned before, from 1968 to 1972, was a consultant to the National Intelligence Estimate Process for the CIA, and in the last 30 years has been a professor of political science and East Asian affairs for the University of California, both in San Diego and in Berkeley. And his new book is one that I fully intend on reading and at some point trying to write a book review on, for both Breaking All the Rules News and potentially for American Free Press. And the title of that book is Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Empire. And again, Dr. Johnson, in this post for Harper's, is talking about some of the things that he was mentioning on this show in the 30 minutes that we were able to get him on Friday. Speaking of this whole business of contradiction between long Republican tradition and imperial ambition, the fact of the matter is that history shows that you can't have one alongside the other, that it is an either-or choice, and I think the founding fathers of this country understood that. And Chalmers Johnson said on Friday on this show, and of course it comes up again today in his article for Harper's, that when you look at two previous so-called democratic empires, this conflict between Republican tradition and imperial ambition has to be resolved in one of two ways. Rome, according to Chalmers Johnson, attempted to keep its empire and jettisoned its democracy. Britain chose to remain democratic and in the process let go of its empire. This is the choice that Chalmers Johnson posits for the United States. And, of course, he goes on to say that whether we like it or not, it would appear that in this country we are well on our way to embarking upon the course of non-democratic empire. This becomes abundantly clear, it seems to me, just in the last 5 or 6 years alone. Think of all of the things that we've talked about on this show related to what has happened in this country since September the 11th, 2001. We have embarked, of course, upon a war of expansion in the Middle East under pretenses that have now provably been shown to be false. This involves the Douglas Feith controversy, of course, as the Washington Post talked about it on Friday in regard to the falsification of intelligence regarding so-called weapons of mass destruction, and the fact that Saddam Hussein had absolutely no connection to al-Qaeda whatsoever or to 9/11. Quite the contrary, Saddam Hussein was an opponent of al-Qaeda. And yet, on the basis of false claims, we have invaded that country, are now having all kinds of problems, as we see according to the tale of the tape, both with the military end of this thing as well as the economic and political end of it. But suffice it to say that at the same time that that's been going on, what have we seen domestically in this country? We've talked about the USA Patriot Act 1, the USA Patriot Act 2, and a series of other things like the Military Commissions Act of 2006, and what that means for domestic liberty. There we see the whole tension between Republican tradition and empire coming into play in ways that affect us quite practically. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Public Broadcasting Network. We've been taking a look at a number of news items today, looking back at Friday's show with Chalmers Johnson of the University of California and also formerly of the CIA, and his book, new book, Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. Chalmers Johnson has a piece at Harper's, at harpers.org, which goes into some of the items that we were chatting about on Friday that I've been trying to look at in a little bit more detail as it relates to drawing out some of the points that he made in just 30 minutes on Mark Dankos America and trying to make certain connections between the trends that he's talking about and what we clearly see is America First paleo conservatives who have been saying some of these things for a very, very long period of time. I would say that we are not in the last days of the American Republic. American Republic is dead, folks, in terms of what you and I understood of that in regard to the Constitution of this country and individual freedom and liberty. We are quite clearly moving down the road of empire, which, according to Chalmers Johnson, is the same choice that was taken by ancient Rome. And, of course, we know what happened there. We will get back to his article in just a second here, but I wanted to mention two or three other items in the news or on the World Wide Web that I think are absolutely must reading for you. Patrick Cockburn has a piece today in the British Independent entitled Target Tehran. Target Tehran, U.S. sets stage for a new confrontation. I might take a deeper look at this article before the end of the show today, but suffice it to say it's a brand new post put out by Patrick Cockburn at the British Independent, and it talks about the what all is behind the linkage, the attempted linkage on the part of the United States of Iran to what has been happening in recent times with some of these bombings in Iraq. Keep an eye on that story because, again, we're not talking about American Free Press here or the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about establishment publications that are beginning to come forth with some of the things we've been talking about for months and years with these with our own respective alternative media outlets. That's a good piece and one that we need to be aware of. Patrick Cockburn, Target Tehran, U.S. sets stage for a new confrontation. You can find that today at the British Independent. We've had John Basil Utley on this show before. I wanted to mention that at his site, Americans Against World Empire, there are a number of outstanding new pieces that have been posted there. I won't go into those in detail this morning. Just be aware that they're there. And if you want to find John Basil Utley, you can do so through Google search or by just going to my website, markdankoff.com, going to the links page. You'll find Americans Against World Empire. Just click on that logo. It will take you straight to John Basil Utley's site to see some of the newest things that the paleoconservatives and libertarians are saying in regard to American foreign policy and where it's taking us. A couple of other items that I think are particularly key for you today. We've had Dr. Michael Chosadovsky on this show from Global Research. He is the head of the so-called Center for Research on Globalization. He has a fantastic piece today at his own website, globalresearch.ca, entitled The Criminalization of U.S. Foreign Policy, From the Truman Doctrine to the Neoconservatives. That, again, is Dr. Michael Chosadovsky, The Criminalization of U.S. Foreign Policy, From the Truman Doctrine to the Neoconservatives. You can find that at globalresearch.ca. And suffice it to say that some of what Dr. Chosadovsky talks about dovetails with what Chalmers Johnson was mentioning on this show on Friday, that really since the Manhattan Project, we have not had an open airing in American society of just how much money is involved in the national security establishment of the United States, either in DOD or in regard to some of the intelligence communities specifically. And Dr. Chalmers Johnson made a statement on the show on Friday that 40% of the American defense budget is so-called in the category of the black, meaning that it's secret, meaning that it's under the table, meaning that it is disguised from you and from me. That's a very serious charge, isn't it, particularly coming from someone with the credentials of Chalmers Johnson, that in essence what we have is a situation where 40% of the total that is being spent by the American national security establishment is, according to Chalmers Johnson, being concealed, both in terms of the numbers involved as well as all of the specific items that would tell us where and to whom that money is going. These are serious things in regard to the maintenance of even a semblance of what used to be called the old American Republic. Quite clearly, this is a circumstance where we are moving into a whole new realm in regard to both the foreign and the domestic policy of the United States, keeping in mind once more that what I said earlier about the title of Dr. Johnson's book is coming from my own perspective. His book is entitled Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. I argue that the American Republic has been long dead for a long time, and what we are dealing with now is the final days of the so-called American Empire. But Michael Chosadovsky's piece, The Criminalization of U.S. Foreign Policy, is well worth your time at globalresearch.ca. I then wanted to mention something in regard to Paul Craig Roberts' new piece at lewrockwell.com and elsewhere entitled The World Can Halt Bush's Crimes by Dumping the Dollar. By Dumping the Dollar. And you may recall that Dr. Chalmers Johnson got into this a little bit peripherally on Friday. The Wall Street Journal in recent days, as I cited last week on this show, openly admits that in regard to the debt totals that are involved in this war, as well as the American budget process generally, that it's all being sustained, folks, by foreign borrowing. When that foreign borrowing ends, or when the willingness of these foreign central banks to loan us money ends, and when they decide to dump American dollars and American debt instruments on the open markets, the open financial markets, the open currency exchanges, it seems to me that that is when we will see the final consummation of the last days of what I call the American empire. Paul Craig Roberts is talking about this today, keeping in mind that unlike myself, Paul Craig Roberts is a very accomplished economist. He was an assistant secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, and when he's talking the way he is, you can see the absolutely draconian character of what it is that we're up against in regard to the days ahead, in regard to Bush and the neocons and so forth and so on. But suffice it to say that if you look at his post today, he is asking us, what would be the consequences of a U.S. or Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear energy sites? At the 2006 Perdana Global Peace Forum, Australian medical scientist Dr. Helen Caldicott provided an authoritative analysis of the devastating impact on human life that would result from the radiation release from such an attack. Dr. Roberts provides in this article a URL connection to that analysis by Dr. Helen Caldicott. Robertson goes on to say, Dr. Caldicott described the catastrophic deaths that would result from a conventional attack on nuclear facilities and the long-term increase in cancer deaths from the radiation release. Should the attack be made with nuclear weapons, as some of Bush's criminally insane neoconservative advisors advocate, the populations of many countries would suffer for generations from radioactive particles in air, water, and food chains. Deaths would number in the many millions. I will repeat that statement from Paul Craig Roberts today. Deaths would number in the many millions. Such an attack justified in the name of American security, quote-unquote, and American hegemony, quote-unquote, would constitute the rawest form of evil the world has ever seen, far surpassing in evil the atrocities of the Nazi and communist regimes. Again, this is Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, talking here. Dr. Caldicott described the horrible long-term consequences for the Iraqi population from the U.S. military's current use of depleted uranium and explosive ammunition used in Iraq. Caldicott explained that depleted does not mean depleted of radiation. She explained that each time such ammunition is used, radioactive particles are released in the air and are absorbed into people's lungs. We are yet to see the horrific civilian casualty rate of the American invasion, or the true casualty rate among U.S. troops. Underscore that one, folks. Dr. Caldicott expressed bewilderment why the rest of the world does not stand up to the U.S. and force a halt to its crimes against humanity. One man hurt her, Vladimir Putin, president of Russia. On February 10th at the 43rd Munich Security Conference, President Putin told the world assembled political leaders that the U.S. was trying to establish a, quote, unipolar world, unquote, in which he defined as, quote, one single center of power, one single center of force, and one single master, unquote. This goal, Putin said, was, quote, a formula for disaster, unquote. The United States, Putin said truthfully, has, quote, overstepped its borders in all spheres, unquote, and has, quote, imposed itself on other states, unquote. The Russian leader declared, quote, we see no kind of restraint, a hyperinflated use of force, unquote. To avoid catastrophe, Putin said a reconsideration of the entire existing architecture of global security was necessary. Putin's words of truth fell on many deaf ears. U.S. Senator John McCain, America's most idiotic and dangerous quote-unquote leader after Bush and Cheney, equated Putin's legitimate criticism of the U.S. with, quote, confrontation, unquote. America's new puppets, the states of Central and Eastern Europe and the Secretary General of NATO, no longer a treaty for the defense of Europe, but a military force enlisted in America's quest for empire, lined up with McCain's argument that Russia was in fundamental conflict with, quote, the core values of Euro-Atlantic democracies, unquote. As Paul Craig Roberts talking today in antiwar.com, the world can halt Bush's crimes by dumping the dollar. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been looking at a series of news items today related to the overall state of the world. I wanted to mention again 4 articles in particular that I think are well worth your time today. Chalmers Johnson, we've been speaking about that, and we'll return to that article before the end of the show. Chalmers Johnson's post today at harpers.org. called A National Intelligence Estimate on the United States. He was on this show on Friday talking about his new book, Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. He mentions 4 things specifically in his so-called National Intelligence Estimate on the United States that really dovetail with the article we were looking at before the last break by Paul Craig Roberts entitled The World Can Halt Bush's Crimes by Dumping the Dollar. I'll return to that article in just a second. 2 other items that we've mentioned this morning that I think are additional must reading for you today. Patrick Cockburn's article, Target Tehran, at the British Independent is well worth your time. And then Michael Chosadovsky's piece for globalresearch.ca entitled The Criminalization of U.S. Foreign Policy. If you just look at those four articles today, I think you'll have a pretty good grip on what's going on in regard to this entire situation. Larry Chin's case for the so-called fabrication of the case against Iran at aljazeera.info is a good additional reading. And as you go down and look at, again, the composite picture that is painted by all of these news sources, it becomes increasingly clear that despite the best attempts of Fox News and some of these other outlets to obscure the truth from you and from me, that the Internet has had a tremendous role to play in the dissemination of news and information analysis that is not under the control of the establishment. And certainly when we look at Chalmers Johnson from Friday and also in his post today for Harper's and deal with this whole juxtaposition of Rome and Britain, where Dr. Chalmers Johnson argues that Rome jettisoned democracy in the favor of empire, Britain decided to jettison empire in the favor of a keeping of its democracy. And if you agree with that analysis, Chalmers Johnson then, of course, goes on to say that the U.S., is following Imperial Rome, apparently, in its tendency, rather than Britain. But as you look at that whole situation as it has transpired in recent months and in the last 5 years, that whole issue of the Imperium and the way in which that contrasts with the whole business of a so-called constitutional republic is a very, very key notion. I don't think it's an accident that in the last 5 years or 6 years, as we have seen the disasters that have surrounded this whole business of an imperialistic, expansionistic policy in the Middle East and Central Asia coming fully to roost, it seems to me, in regard to all of the implications that are presented by this. And by the same token, we're looking at domestically in this country at the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the NSA warrantless surveillance program, as that has been uncovered by some of the mainstream media outlets that have finally admitted that this has been what is going on. Two other takes on that, which underscore the movement toward the Roman Imperium on the part of our own leadership, and that is what we have seen in the area of hate crimes legislation and regulation of the Internet. Some of the guests that we've had on in recent weeks who have been talking about those two things, hate crimes legislation and Internet regulation, quite clearly see those two components as the additional pieces in the puzzle that are designed to stop the flow of information to you and to me, responsible information, well-presented information, that contradicts the party line in regard to what we are supposed to be doing in the Middle East and in regard to supporting some of the things that the majority of Americans, unfortunately, for now at least, seem to be supporting in regard to domestic policy. But this whole business of moving away from free debate and the dissemination of responsible news and responsible news analysis and this whole issue of criminalizing free speech, legitimate free speech, those things would seem to dovetail again with what Chalmers Johnson was talking about in regard toward having even either an empire or a republic. You can't have both. And to the extent that people opt for empire, it comes at the expense of their individual liberties. That's quite clearly what we're seeing in this country right now in regard to what's happened just in the last 5 or 6 years. And Paul Craig Roberts this morning with his piece, The World Can Halt Bush's Crimes by Dumping the Dollar, I suspect would see this whole thing largely along the draconian lines that Chalmers Johnson painted for us on Friday and that you see in his piece for Harper's today. And also, once again, in his new book, Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. Getting back then to Paul Craig Roberts and his post today, The World Can Halt Bush's Crimes by Dumping the Dollar. Now, he's been speaking about Vladimir Putin and the fact that Putin has publicly contradicted the whole line that has been coming forth, of course, from the neoconservatives in regard to what we are supposed to be doing in Central Asia, in the Middle East, right on Putin's doorstep. In order to grasp, I think, the complete gravity of what Vladimir Putin is talking about, that at some point we'll have to return to that February 2nd piece on the front page of the Wall Street Journal about Russia and Iran and the development of a natural gas consortium. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. You can give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking today about some of the better news articles, albeit grim news articles, that have come forth to us today in the World Wide Web that are well worth your time in regard to comparing with what you're seeing, again, in the news headlines in regard to the Middle East and this whole situation with the United States and Iran. Once again, we've been looking in the last few minutes at Paul Craig Roberts' piece at antiwar.com entitled "The War Can Halt Bush, The World Can Halt Bush's Crimes by Dumping the Dollar." Michael Chosadowski's piece for Global Research entitled "The Criminalization of U.S. Foreign Policy is another one that we may yet look at in the last hour and a half of the show. Also, we've been talking a little bit about Patrick Cockburn's article for the British Independent today entitled Target Tehran. And then Chalmers Johnson at Harper's, whom we had on this show on Friday, is talking about a national intelligence estimate for the United States. He cites four things in particular that suggest that we are going the way of Imperial Rome, not the way of the British Empire in regard to this whole issue of continuing to try and expand American foreign policy and American multinational corporate outreach on a global basis, employing intimidation and employing the utilization of American military force. We'll get back to that Chalmers Johnson piece, but back for a moment to Paul Craig Roberts. He was talking about Helen Caldicott's analysis of what it would mean, ecologically speaking, if the United States were to go forth with an attack on Iran's nuclear energy sites. Helen Caldicott is an Australian medical scientist who spoke on this whole subject at this 2006 Perdana Global Peace Forum. Paul Craig Roberts goes on to summarize a little bit of what Dr. Caldicott apparently said at that conference in regard to the ecological disaster that would result from this whole business of an American and or Israeli preemption of Iran as far as the nuclear sites are concerned. And going through that whole thing, we then come to Vladimir Putin, who, of course, has to be himself worried about this whole thing, particularly given the geographic proximity of Iran to Russia. That links up, I think, in regard to Paul Craig Roberts' observations about Putin with this February 2nd article in the Wall Street Journal in regard to Iran and Russia trying to come up with a global natural gas consortium that would, in effect, be another means of engaging in a defensive measure against what it seems that the American empire might be up to. But suffice it to say that Paul Craig Roberts then goes on to discuss Senator John McCain's predictable reaction to all of these statements. And Paul Craig Roberts then goes on to indicate that even the BBC's defense and security correspondent, Rob Watson, jumped on what Dr. Roberts terms the American propaganda bandwagon, tagging Putin's speech a revival of the Cold War. No delegate at the security conference stood up to state the obvious fact that it is not Russia that is invading countries under pretexts as false as Hitler's and setting up weapons systems on foreign soil in order to achieve military hegemony. The reception given to Putin's words made it clear to Russia, China, and every country not bribed, threatened, or purchased into participation in America's drive for world hegemony that the U.S. has no interest whatsoever in peace. This is Paul Craig Roberts speaking here. Intelligent people realize that American claims to be a moral and democratic force are mere pretense behind which hides a policy of military aggression. The U.S., Putin said, has, quote, gone from one conflict to another without achieving a fully-fledged solution to any of them, unquote. Putin has repeatedly stressed Russia's peaceful intentions and desire to focus on its economy and to avoid a new arms race. In his speech on the 60th anniversary of the victory over Nazi Germany, Putin said, quote, I am convinced that there is no alternative to our friendship and our fraternity. With our closest neighbors in all countries of the world, Russia is prepared to build a kind of relationship which is not only based on lessons of the past, but is also directed into a shared future, unquote. In his 2006 State of the Union speech, Putin noted that America's military budget is 25 times larger than Russia's. He compared the Bush regime to a wolf who eats whom he wants without listening. Putin is being demonized by U.S. propagandists because he insists upon Russia being a politically and economically independent state. The Bush regime has taken the U.S. outside the boundaries of international law and is acting unilaterally, falsely declaring American military aggression to be, quote, defensive, unquote, and in the interests of peace. Much of the world realizes the hypocrisy and danger in the Bush regime's justification of the unbridled use of U.S. military power, but no countries except other nuclear powers can challenge American aggression, and then only at the risk of all life on Earth. The solution, according to Paul Craig Roberts, is a non-military challenge. The Bush regime's ability to wage war is dependent upon foreign financing. At that point, I will underscore that what Paul Craig Roberts is talking about here is precisely what the Wall Street Journal admitted on its front page a few days ago. Chalmers Johnson talked about this on Friday on this show in regard to the defunding of these adventures abroad. Again, getting back to Paul Craig Roberts, the Bush regime's ability to wage war is dependent upon foreign financing. The regime's wars are financed with red ink, which means the hundreds of billions of dollars must be borrowed. As American consumers are spending more than they earn on consumption, the money cannot be borrowed from Americans. The U.S. is totally dependent on foreigners to finance its budget and trade deficits. By financing these deficits, foreign governments are complicit in the Bush regime's military aggressions and war crimes. The Bush regime's two largest lenders are China and Japan. It is ironic that Japan, the only nation to experience nuclear attack by the U.S., is banker to the Bush regime as it prepares a possible nuclear attack on Iran. If the rest of the world would simply stop purchasing U.S. treasuries and instead dump their surplus dollars into the foreign exchange market, the Bush regime would be overwhelmed with economic crisis and unable to wage war. The arrogant hubris associated with the quote, quote, sole superpower myth, unquote, would burst like the bubble it is. The collapse of the dollar would also end the U.S. government's ability to subvert other countries by purchasing their leaders to do America's will. The demise of the U.S. dollar is only a question of time. I will underscore that statement again from Paul Craig Roberts. The demise of the U.S. dollar is only a question of time. It would save the world from war and devastation if the dollar is brought to its demise before the Bush regime launches its planned attack on Iran. As Paul Craig Roberts today, the world can halt Bush's crimes by dumping the dollar. You can find that in a number of places, including lewrockwell.com. I think it's pretty clear, folks, that this is what's happening. These are the alternatives that are being brought to us today by a series of individuals who oppose the direction that Mr. Bush is taking on this. How's it going to play out? Quite clearly, it's going to play out in ways that are cataclysmic. And in the days ahead, it becomes increasingly clear, it seems to me, that there's going to be no alternative to a defunding of this process. Will Congress defund this thing? I think Chalmers Johnson would say no. I would certainly say no. I would suspect that Paul Craig Roberts would say no. Ironically enough, it may take a dumping of the dollar and American debt instruments on the part of these Asian central bankers, principally China and Japan, to ensure that this present-day course happens to cease before it's too late. A couple of other items that are in the news today, again, that are well worth your time. I'm going to go back to that Chalmers Johnson piece entitled Republic or Empire, a National Intelligence Estimate on the United States. You can find that at Harper's Magazine online at harpers.org. This particular piece is not surprisingly enough the lead piece today at antiwar.com. And, of course, we had Chalmers Johnson on this show on Friday. I think it's important that we go back to this whole thing, as he described it earlier in this Harper's publication piece, on the whole issue of Rome and Britain and the way in which you either have to have an empire or a so-called democracy or republic. You can't have both. Nations that attempt to have both discover that there is an irreconcilable tension between these two goals. Can't be resolved in terms of Hegelian dialectic, folks. It simply does not work that way, as I think Chalmers Johnson documents in Harper's today. And in the case of this country, and I believe Paul Craig Roberts would underscore this, all of the available signs suggest that our leadership is trying to take us in the direction of empire, with all of the accruing catastrophes that have resulted in the destruction of other empires who have attempted to go the same way. We were looking at the points that Chalmers Johnson makes in this article for Harper's that he was talking about on Friday. Military Keynesianism, again, the unitary presidency, thirdly, failed checks on executive ambition, and finally, four, bankruptcy and collapse. Quite interestingly enough, as you examine this piece today in Harper's, and compare it with the Paul Craig Roberts piece at antiwar.com and at lewrockwell.com, the overall picture becomes increasingly obvious, I would say. Going on to then discuss the second point in Chalmers Johnson's article, this whole business of recycling money through the military industrial complex is designed specifically not to work. Adolf Hitler attempted to do this, of course, and as Chalmers Johnson points out, he did not undertake the rearmament for purely economic reasons, clearly. But the fact that he advocated governmental support for arms production did make him acceptable not only to the German industrialists who might otherwise have opposed his destabilizing expansionist policies, but also to many around the world who celebrated his so-called achievement of a German economic miracle, quote-unquote. And as we read through this whole issue, we see very clearly that Dr. Johnson, in this piece for Harper's, underscores what he mentioned on Friday on this show, and that is that in his 1961 presidential farewell address, Dwight Eisenhower was trying to warn us about the dangers to the American Republic courtesy of the expansion of the so-called military-industrial complex. And in this particular piece at Harper's today, Chalmers Johnson quotes Eisenhower in that address as saying the following: "Our military organization today," this is Ike Eisenhower in 1961, "bears little relationship to that known by any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, and even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved, and so is the very structure of our society," unquote. And Dr. Johnson goes on to say that Eisenhower went on to suggest that such an arrangement, which he called the military-industrial complex, could be perilous to American ideals. The short-term economic benefits were clear, but the very nature of those benefits, which were all too carefully distributed among workers and owners in, quote, every city, every state house, every office of the federal government, unquote, tended to short-circuit Keynes' insistence that government spending be cut back in good times. The prosperity of the United States came increasingly to depend upon the construction and continual maintenance of a vast war machine, and so military supremacy and economic security became increasingly intertwined in the minds of voters. No one wanted to turn off the pump. Chalmers Johnson then goes on to say that between 1940 and 1996, for instance, the United States spent nearly $4.5 trillion on the development, testing, and construction of nuclear weapons alone. By 1967, the peak year of its nuclear stockpile, the United States possessed some 32,000 deliverable bombs. None of them was ever used, which illustrates perfectly that Keynes' observations that in order to create jobs, the government might as well decide to bury money in old mines and, quote, leave them to private enterprise on the well-tried principles of laissez-faire to dig them up again, unquote. Nuclear bombs were not just America's secret weapon, they were also a secret economic weapon. Such spending helped create economic growth that lasted until the 1973 oil crisis. In the 1980s, Ronald Reagan once again brought the tools of military Keynesianism to bear with a significant policy of tax cuts and massive deficit spending on military projects, allegedly to combat a new threat from communism. Reagan's military expenditures accounted for 5.9% of the gross domestic product in 1984, which in turn fueled a 7% growth rate for the economy as a whole and helped reelect Reagan by a landslide. During the Clinton years, military spending fell to about 3% of GDP, but the economy rallied strongly in Clinton's second term, due, according to Chalmers Johnson, to the boom in information technologies, weakness in the previously competitive Japanese economy, and paradoxically, serious efforts to reduce the national debt. But with the coming to power of George W. Bush, military Keynesianism returned once again. Indeed, after he began his war with Iraq, the once erratic relationship between defense spending and economic growth became nearly parallel. A spike in defense spending in one quarter would see a spike in GDP, and a drop in defense spending would likewise see a drop in GDP. To understand the real weight of military Keynesianism in the American economy today, however, one must approach official defense statistics with great care. The defense budget, quote-unquote, of the United States, that is, the reported budget of the Department of Defense, does not include the Department of Energy spending on nuclear weapons, $16.4 billion slated for fiscal 2006. It does not include the Department of Homeland Security's outlays for the actual, quote-unquote, defense of the United States. That's $41 billion. Or the Department of Veterans Affairs' responsibilities for the lifetime care of the seriously wounded. That's $68 billion. Nor does it include the billions of dollars the Department of State spends each year to finance foreign arms sales and militarily related development, or the Treasury Department's payment of pensions to military retirees and widows and their families, an amount not fully disclosed by official statistics. We'll be back with this Chalmers Johnson article. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been covering a series of news items today and looking at Chalmers Johnson's post at harpers.org in a little bit more detail today, not simply because he was on the show on Friday, but antiwar.com links up to that Harper's piece today as their lead story. It's a very important story, and I want to get back to it in just a minute and look at some of the academic points, again, that Dr. Johnson makes that I think quite clearly would be affirmed by every paleoconservative and libertarian listening to this show, as well as to those who read the American Free Press. We are living in the final days of the American Empire. That would be my title if I were to write a book on this subject. And again, keeping in mind, as I've said before, that Chalmers Johnson has far greater academic credentials than I do, his new book has a title that is certainly very suggestive. It's called Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. And as I've said earlier in today's broadcast, I think the American Republic is already dead. We're talking about the last days of the American Empire in regard to the crack-up and the shipwreck of an American foreign and domestic policy that has overtones in it, both of what happened to ancient Rome as well as what happened to the British Empire. Before we get back into that, I wanted to mention again that you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at republicbroadcasting.org or by giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, is also available to you directly through the Republic Broadcasting Network for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by calling us at 1-800-724-2719 or getting on the World Wide Web and getting to us through republicbroadcasting.org. You can also call me today in the last hour of the show at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Again, interesting getting back to Chalmers Johnson's piece today at Harper's to see how much correspondence there is between what he's saying here and what Paul Craig Roberts is saying in his latest post in regard to the fact that a dumping of the American dollar on the part of people holding these dollars internationally may be the only measure, the only last resort measure that can be taken in regard to averting a third world war. If that's true, you can imagine what that dollar dumping would do to the American domestic economy, what it would do to the lives of many of the people listening to this show. And this gets back again into the whole emphasis of many upon gold and silver and the need to have a viable economic instrument that does not involve a fiat currency. That's something to think about as well in the days ahead. But we'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll take a look at this Chalmers Johnson article in further detail in Harper's when we come back. Also talk about a couple of shows that are going to be taking place this week that you'll want to hear, both Michael Perutka tomorrow on Tuesday, and then Dr. Robert Sungainis and Alan Quist on Thursday. Stay tuned.